This is a BBC Radio 4 download. You're listening to me, Claire Balding, with another edition of Ramblings. It's a grey and drizzly day in Nottinghamshire. I'm just on the outskirts of Nottingham, near a village called Beeston, in Bramcote Hills Park. And I've come here to do something that I've never done before, which is Nordic walking. And Nordic walking was first invented by cross-country skiers in the 1930s, in the off-season, to keep themselves fit and to keep them using all the muscles they would for langlaufing. They decided to do the cross-country skiing without the skis. And now it's taken off, and here we are in 2015, and it's a phenomenon. It is the fitness fad of our times, maybe more than a fad. Catherine Hughes, who's a British Nordic walking instructor, will tell us more about it. But first, I've got to get fitted for my poles.
Take hold of the pole. Let's see if this fits you. Let's just hold the handle.
Yeah, oh, it's got a proper wrist strap.
And into the strap, thumb through the hole.
That is like, that's like a skiing pole more than
It's very similar.
Okay.
Nice.
Does that look
lightweight
all right?
Pole, does that feel good?
Yeah, it's really light.
Other hand in there.
How long have you been a Nordic walking instructor?
I've been doing this since 2006. It's 9 years.
Okay. And what? And were you a fitness instructor before that?
I had just changed career. I used to work in pharmaceuticals, and I decided that I want to switch over to prescribing exercise as a medicine and looked at all the options, and Nordic walking, I just discovered it. And I was embarking on my new career.
And do you do this every day then? Are you taking groups out every day?
Yes, we go out all year round. Lots of different groups of people enjoying Nordic walking.
Right, now you need to give me a little lesson on technique.
Yes. Shall we head down into the park and I'll show you how to Nordic walk? I'll grab my pole. Off we go. The first thing I need to tell you about in our international 10-step method of learning to Nordic walk is posture. You stood up straight away, that's beautiful. So I think good posture is a good foundation for all sports, especially Nordic walking. So second thing is, Nordic walking has the same coordination as ordinary walking, which is really good news, yes? So it's opposite arm to leg. So we're just going to practice a little bit of ordinary walking before we get to use the poles.
Practice ordinary walking?
Just a little bit, so I can...
Okay.
Tell you what the good components are of ordinary walking.
What if you tell me I'm a really bad ordinary walker?
Here we go.
Now I'm having to think about it. I've lost the ability to walk. To walk normally. I'm thinking, what do I normally do? So my lesson is complete. I think I've got it.
That's good.
Right, I think I've got the hang of it now. So up ahead of us, this is the group we're going to walk with today. And who are they?
These are a special group that we set up together with Broxtowe Council and Jill Carter, who I met at a walking festival. We talked about Nordic walking and how it would be great for the charity she was setting up for adults with learning difficulties.
So this is the mental health benefit side of things as well as the physical benefits.
Yes, we all know the World Health Organization keeps telling us we need 150 minutes of exercise a week. And if you have a learning difficulty, it's even more important to get that fresh air exercise to help stimulate the brain.
Okay, well, let's meet everybody. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So, do you want to do the introductions, Catherine?
Shall we go round in a circle? People could shout out their names.
Yes.
We normally do at the start of the warm-up, don't we? So, should we get into a quick little circle? Okay, gather around into a circle. Okay, should we do a quick introduction of names, starting here? Off you go.
Ah, Eleanor, that's right. Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
I'm Stevie.
Hello. Nicola.
Hello, Nicola.
Hello.
Jane.
Claire.
Melissa.
Sarah.
Emily.
Rachel.
Jenny.
So, Jessie.
Gabby.
What's your name? Say your name.
Claire.
It's Claire. And Jill.
Okay, are we ready? Let's walk down into the park. Let's go Nordic walking.
Are we ready? Jill, can I grab you? Because I know that you were instrumental in setting up this group. Catherine mentioned you.
Yep.
So what was the thinking behind it?
Right, my daughter Jessie has learning disabilities, as do a number of her friends. And one of the things that, as mums, we've noticed is that once people leave school or college, access to any kind of exercise or sport becomes quite difficult. And so we were looking at ways in which we could get our daughters to get involved in exercise. I've seen people at the age of 24, having left school, having left college, they can be at home, they've lost contact with friends, they get very isolated, they become depressed, they pile on the weight, and it just kind of has a huge impact not only on them but on their families and people around them. So we were just looking for exercises that would be fun that we could do with our daughters in a community setting. I don't want anything that's kind of isolated especially for us. It has to be something I feel that we're, you know, is part of the community. So we tried an accessible Zumba class. I don't know if you've ever done Zumba.
Well, I have done Zumba.
Fast and furious.
It is. I mean, it was exhausting. Yes. There were moments I thought I'd never survive it.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. And so, again, for our daughters to be able to keep up with something like that was really difficult. And, you know, tutors, not their fault, are used to working very quickly, and so didn't have time in mainstream classes to slow things down for our girls. So that class folded. So we just looked for something else that we could do with our girls that they could access, they could feel they were achieving. And then I'd had a go at Nordic walking, again, in a mainstream class myself, and I've really struggled with the coordination. Catherine did a bit of research, she's been brilliant. Found another group that was working, I think, predominantly with adults who had Down syndrome somewhere, and said, let's give it a go. So we did a 6-week pilot, and we're still going.
And what difference have you seen it make to Jessie?
Massive difference in terms of confidence, in terms of getting her motivated. We come out in all weathers. Jessie doesn't like getting wet, she doesn't like walking really, but some of the opportunities Catherine's offered, there's a Nordic walk to China next year. Cool. And Catherine has brought it to the group, and Jessie's determined, I don't know whether she will, that she wants to go to China. So I've said she needs to get the technique right, she needs to be good enough to go. So every Saturday when she doesn't want to come, she says to me, in my head I just think China and I come. So in terms of those sort of things. And then some of the other parents, in fact, Claire's mum came last week with us, and she said, I've never seen Claire walk so fast or for so long. And so it's just, it may not seem very much to many, but just, you know, to walk for an hour outdoors is a massive thing for our girls. Also, Nordic walking's quite a unique, quirky thing. So to be able to talk to other Nordic walkers about what we do, to be able to tell people who don't know what it is, gives them a bit more sort of power. Do you know what I mean? They're the experts. They're telling somebody who doesn't know what it is. And it just kind of breaks down barriers between people, begins conversations. It does all sorts of things, really.
It's really interesting because you've actually defined their empowerment.
Yeah.
And it is. It's giving people a confidence, making them feel special, actually, and part of a group.
You know, we come down here on a Saturday morning and we are a bit of a motley crew. You can see us, can't you? And people look, because first of all they see the poles, and then when they look a bit closer they can see who we are, and then people smile or maybe are a little bit, you know, curious about us. But we've started to make friends now, people who, you know, wave to us every week or will come and have a chat or will watch us playing some of our silly games. And our girls are part of it, and, you know, often they're not. So it's, for me, you know, the exercise is great, but it is the social thing and the empowerment thing.
Does the group have a name? Do you call yourself?
Well, Stevie came up with the name, the Nordic Ninjas. You'll have to talk to her about it. Not everybody calls it Nordic Ninjas, but within the group, that's what she calls us, the Nordic Ninjas. And it kind of enthused the girls as well at the beginning. They liked the idea of being part of something that was a little bit different.
So, Jessie, how long have you been walking? Nordic walking?
I did the summer.
And what do you like about it?
Really good fun.
Yeah. Now, your mum was telling me that you've got ambitions to walk in other countries and do really big long walks.
Yeah.
Where do you want to go?
China, Peru, and Machu Picchu.
So why are you doing this Nordic walking? Why is it important to you to do this?
So I get fit.
You get fit.
Muscles in my legs.
Muscles in your legs, so you can walk up hills and mountains, yeah?
Yeah.
And Jessie, do you feel fitter already? Can you feel it having benefits?
I think so.
I think you can. Jessie walks a lot further than she used to. We did climb Snowdon last year,
didn't we?
Which I think a year ago you wouldn't have been able to have done without this.
Mm-hmm. If you're just out on your own and with your mum, who decides on the route?
We both do.
Yeah. And what do you like in a walk? What are you looking for? What's your perfect walk?
I like walking around gardens.
Gardens? Yeah. We like looking for birds, don't we, sometimes?
Yeah.
What bird did we see the other day? Can you remember?
Was it a wagtail?
A wagtail, didn't we? Yeah.
Now, Emily here is wearing the most sensational white wool hat with a blue bow on the front of it. That is a gorgeous hat.
Thank you.
Yeah. and good for today because it's just a bit chilly. I was talking to Jessie there about what she enjoys about Nordic walking. What do you like about it?
I like to walk to the park and enjoy it.
Yeah, and so. Do you feel fitter because of it?
Yes.
When you're away organising a walk and it's not with Catherine, who goes with you?
Mummy.
Yeah.
Nana and Granddad.
Your grandparents go as well?
Yeah.
Now, did they walk before, or is this you getting them out there and making them walk?
When they walked with me.
Yeah, so you've made them do it, as it were. You've inspired them to get fitter as well?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. In terms of the technique, when Catherine gave you your first lesson...
Yeah.
Did you find it difficult to walk with the poles?
Yeah.
And now you seem to be really confident...
Yeah.
And your rhythm's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I could do the exercise very properly and stuff.
Mm. What else do you think it helps with?
Helps with my heart and my losing weight.
And if you were describing this park...
Yeah.
Everything we can see right now, tell me what you can see.
I can see a bench. I can see a park. Mm-hmm. I can see dogs.
Yeah.
Cars and all sorts.
Yeah, we're just on the edge of the park, so the road is quite close.
Yeah.
But it still's got this lovely feeling of space, and there's a sloping hill up to the left.
Yeah.
And the tree's not in leaf yet, but they will be pretty soon. Now, Nicola and her mum, Stevie. Nicola's wearing a bright pink rain jacket and with a very, very nice woolly pom-pom hat. So, Stevie, what do you think the group... brings to your life, and how important is it for you to be with other mothers who are in a caring situation?
Well, it's very supportive, especially being a single parent. You know, Saturdays used to be just kind of messing around, not doing much. Now our Saturdays are lovely because we get together with our friends, we're getting out, fresh air, exercise, we're catching up, having a chat with them, meeting new people as well. It's just wonderful. It's quite difficult sometimes to find a sport for someone with a disability, but this one is just brilliant and it suits us so much, doesn't it, Nick? Yeah. We like it, don't we?
Yeah.
It makes us feel happy.
Yeah.
And we like that Jill and Jessie do it, and Dawn and Eleanor.
I suppose it's really good because there's anything of coordination.
Coordination, yes, that's a very good point. If you have coordination issues, this is very good, isn't it? Because you feel very safe having those poles for extra support, don't you? And I think it has made you more confident, hasn't it, Nick? You might be a bit quiet today, but I think generally you're quite happy to walk and chat, aren't you?
We're just looking at technique at the moment, and we're going to look at activating our calf muscles and putting a spring into our step. So when you put your foot down, I want you to imagine that underneath your foot there's half a lemon. And as you go, roll through the foot, squeeze the juice out. Okay, so press into the ground. This will really activate the calf and the glutes muscles. And so your Nordic walking is going to change from rather smooth and flat to slight bend.
Oh, that's why you were going so fast earlier.
Yes, giving you the racing edge.
You're listening to Ramblings on Radio 4, and today I've come to Nottinghamshire. I'm walking with a group of Nordic walkers. They call themselves the Nordic Ninjas, and their leader is Catherine Hughes.
Look it out too much.
Oh, sorry, am I overdoing it?
It could look a little Monty Python-esque.
Who is that? Now, obviously, I do a lot of what I call walking, but what you call ordinary walking. How does Nordic walking differ, and how is it better in your eyes?
So Claire, can you feel when you push on the poles that you're activating your upper body muscles?
Yes.
Excellent. And can you feel that you're a bit more out of breath than ordinary walking?
How dare you? Possibly.
Okay, well let's just say you're working at a higher intensity, aren't you?
Yeah.
And that's the magic of the Nordic walking technique. It activates the upper body muscles. So your heart rate is higher, you burn 20 to 40% more calories than ordinary walking without poles at the same speed.
I quite like the sound of that. Right.
And just to make it enjoyable, because you're activating the upper body muscles, that means you're spreading the effort over your whole body, So it actually feels easier than walking without the poles.
Arms down, Eleanor. That's right. Just swing your arms as you're walking along. Good girl. That's it. Keep swinging.
This is Dawn with her daughter, Eleanor. And Eleanor, I've heard a bit about you, actually. I know. From Nicola, your friend Nicola. Because I understand that you weren't very keen on walking before. Now, with poles, it's all different.
Is that right, Eleanor? Yes. Yeah, that's right.
What difference have you seen, Dawn?
Well, we've always been looking for ways to try and get Eleanor out and about. She's got very low muscle tone and very poor coordination. And when we heard about the Nordic walking, we thought, well, we'll give it a go. We've got no idea, really, how she'd cope with it, because we'd already tried her with walking poles and she just walked along holding her poles in the air, had no idea what to do. And really, I was just amazed, because from that first week, she walked for an hour, which, you know, since she was a very tiny girl, she hadn't walked for an hour. In fact, we have a wheelchair for her when we walk, because my husband and I like to walk. And there's something about these Nordic poles, I think, because you hold them low.
Yes.
And they obviously give her a great feeling of stability. Uh-huh. And I think as she swings her arms, the pole automatically digs in.
Yeah.
And she can manage to walk, especially on the level.
Yes.
Now, we're just coming up a bit of an incline here, which is why she's indicating that she's struggling a bit. But even that, just the natural swinging of the pole seems to give her the stability to manage it.
Yeah. And how are you enjoying it?
Yeah. I love it, yes, really do. Yes, it's nice actually just to get out with Eleanor. And of course, we've known Stevie and Nikki for years, since the girls were toddlers. I would say it's been life enhancing, really. You know, just to be out in the fresh air and have a chat with your friends.
Oh.
Which is a... Yes, she's trying to say that we're going to the pub afterwards.
Oh, well, there's that too.
Which, of course, is a great highlight.
The theme of this series of ramblings is bonding, and the way walking helps people bond, and whether that's families or groups that have similar interests. And it does seem to me that for this group, that's a huge part of it.
It is, absolutely. Yes. And it's quite difficult when you've got a learning disability, especially a severe learning disability. Like Eleanor. Eleanor's got very few communication skills, so it's actually quite difficult for her to get out and make friends without us facilitating that. Mm. So a lot of our life is spent sort of doing that, you know. And this, what's great about this is that we can enjoy it as much as the young people can, which is fantastic. Stevie and Nikki and Eleanor and I always, in the school holidays, always had a day out. And it would usually be based around a National Trust house or somewhere for lunch, somewhere to eat, because the girls love to eat. And now we include a walk, which is great. When you love food, that's great if you've got a learning disability, because it's something that you can enjoy with everybody else. But the tendency when you can't move a lot is obviously you're putting weight on. And we want them to have healthy lifestyles. And so, you know, to be able to include that, and that they're learning in their early 20s that when you eat, yes, you walk as well, and it's all enjoyable,
and the more you walk, the more you can eat, exactly, and so on. Yes,
and it's all sort of good training, really.
And Sarah, how did you hear about the group?
Well, my experience is slightly different, because I actually suffer from anxiety, and I was recommended to come Nordic Walking to help with that.
And how has it helped you? And did you notice the benefits straight away, or has it taken time?
Straight away.
Really?
Yes, because I work from home, which is quite isolating. So the social aspect, I'd say, is just as important as the fitness aspect of it. I've always liked walking, but I just think there's something about walking with poles which makes you feel quite empowered. And I don't know, it gives you an entirely different feel from normal walking, definitely.
So tell me what the problems you might have had 7 or 8 months ago that just aren't there anymore.
Well, I would say definitely it helps you sleep at night time. It also, you know, if you're anxious about something, I'll sometimes say to Catherine, oh, I need a good walk today, I'm stressed about something, and by the end of the lesson, without question, you feel better 100%, and whatever was bothering you, it just doesn't seem to bother you as much anymore. I think it gives you perspective on what's going off in your head. It has completely changed my life and my outlook. A lot more positive. And I have to say, Catherine is fantastic because she's so upbeat and so positive. She really does kind of bore you along. And because I've been having cognitive behavioural therapy, which I'm still having. But this is the single most thing that has completely changed everything around. I've realised that it's exercise that I need. But there is something about these poles which...
Yeah.
You walk tall.
Yeah. I mentioned at the beginning that we're walking in Bramcote Park, but I have to confess, I don't know anything about it. There was looked like the foundations of what was once a house. Jenny, are you any clearer?
That was the Hills house. Mm-hmm. It was demolished about 1960, I think. It was lived in about 1802. There were several wealthy families lived there, and eventually it became a school, and then eventually it was closed down. It really is a brilliant park, I think, for people to just wander around.
And why did you join?
Well, my life over the last year has changed out of all recognition. And I want to get fit. I want to be able to do long walks again. And we had a taste today where I met Catherine and ended up coming here. And I loved it. And what I found was that not only is Catherine great at putting us on the right track, it's very slippy here, but the group is very welcoming. There's lots of different people in the group. One of the things that impressed me was when Jill, the first time I was here, the one with long hair, she was telling me that a lot of the youngsters really like it because it's something they can be good at. And I hadn't thought about that, and it made me realise how much we take for granted, you know, and how much these youngsters get out of coming on these walks, and it's lovely. So I shall carry on coming, even though I'm now supposedly fit to do it on my own.
Can you feel the difference having done an hour of Nordic walking?
Yeah, I can. I can feel the pull in the back of my thighs and my glutes there, and up then into my lower back.
Excellent.
I mean, I get the same benefits that I get from walking, you know, the social aspect of it, the open air, the exercise, but definitely in terms of muscles used, I can feel I've used more of my body.
Yes, many people use Nordic walking to train for long distance walks in the countryside. They can get a quick fix of fresh air in their urban parks for an hour of focused training that then means that they can really enjoy going further in the countryside.
It's so interesting talking to everybody, and Sarah, who was talking about her anxiety and what a difference it's made and how quickly. Now, could that be true of any kind of walking, or is there something about Nordic walking that helps?
Yes, there's lots of evidence that ordinary walking is good for mental health. What we've found, we're working with a mental health charity, Mind, is that Nordic walking has extra benefits. As you've been feeling, pushing the poles into the ground in the rhythm is really therapeutic. If you're feeling angry, we often feel like hitting something, but hitting the ground with our poles feels good. And also having something in your hand is reassuring. In some cultures you have worry beads, or we play with pens when we're nervous in a meeting. But so that's quite reassuring, to have the Nordic walking pole in the hand. And I think all these mental benefits are really important, because often when people start exercising, they're motivated by losing weight or getting fitter. And that will happen, but for that to happen, they'll be on a regular basis. And it will take weeks and months. Whereas if we remind people, going out for a walk or a Nordic walk, you will feel better after every single time.
You can hear more editions of Ramblings and see photos from the recordings by going to the BBC Radio 4 website.